Is that one? I'd apologize for that. Well, I can pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's so good to have your word in our hands, but also even better to meditate on your word. Come, help us to understand your verses. Help to understand what you are calling us to change and be. And we know, God, that what you want from us is adoration, but also is a transformation. We see, we're receiving teaching daily from your word. God, may us now leave this place and leave out this faith that we have. In your name, amen. I guess we, Pastor, put all the D's today, right? As Douglas, Dave, and Dave will preach, so the triple D's. But the message that we are talking about here is on the 5-7 is the warning that we receive about not be partial. So he's giving us this idea. If somebody is walking into this building with fine clothes, and you see this person, man, he kind of have some money, and then you show some kind of attention, special attention to this person. But in other cases, walk in a poor man with shabby clothes, and you say, would you just stand on the back? Would you just sit where, right on the floor, please? He is saying, have you not discriminated? Have you not been partial in that? So God is going to use four questions to show us what is matters. And we have a challenge daily to choose what matters. We can follow what matters by what matters towards God and what matters to towards the world or us or our flesh. But in this text, he's going to use four questions to what and how can we have a right view of what matters in life. In this case, in partiality. Let's listen and hear these questions. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in the faith and to inherit the kingdom that he promised those who love him? So the first matters here is that we have to have a right view of God and what he desires. So he desires, and he says he chose the poor to be rich in faith. If you go back to Matthew chapter 5, he is going to talk about this, the Sermon of the Mount, and he is saying, "What blessed is the poor." He's going to say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven." And then other passages will say that we must be richest towards God and not towards the world. So they are calling us to put in place our identity. So just to a background here, James is a very practical book. He is a book that is how to. He gave us very situations of trials and situations of how to act in trials, how to act in temptation, how to act in a conversation, but also how to act as religious people. And right now he's going to say how to act in not being impartial. So the worldview of riches, it's what? It's money brings us freedom, security, money is what matters. Money is give us power, give us the meaning of life, makes us successful, give us options, brings happiness as a reward for what I did. Money is my possessions. And here, in this text, God is saying through James, the money is not what matters. He's saying faith is what matters, but also he's saying that being rich towards God is what matters. And we know that we are rich towards God because of His Son. We know that He made us rich. He made us new, and He gave us all that we needed. And that's why He called us in Matthew 6:33 to seek Him first, and all things will be added. So, sometimes in our lives, we do some type of distortions of the truth, maybe to impress people. I remember that whenever I was flirting with Lacey, I was very stupid. I was doing stuff that just to impress her and like make her laugh, just to receive something from her, back from her. And this text is saying, I apologize for the words. Are you stupid? He's saying, God has chose the poor, so why do you not chose Him? Why you do not chose them? If God chose the poor, so why not us chose them? Or why do we make this partiality? So my question here is, which of the following differences are the hardest of to overcome in the church? Financially or status, racial or cultural or gender. And we will see that all this category, difference can be overcome by the power of the truth. The Bible says that the truth will set you free. So if we have a problem to be partial, what can we use to overcome that? The Word of God. So he is saying here, verse 6, but you have insulted the poor. So some people in this church, on this place here, it was already doing this. And that was a warning. And we know that warnings are good. I just healed from a burn here. I was grilling 2 weeks ago at camp. And I know that it's not supposed to touch the grill while I'm cooking. But I knew the warning, but I didn't do it. So I touched the grill, and I had a 5 inches burn, second degree burn, for 2 weeks. And that hurt. That made me really mad and sad. But here, how much more will hurt God if we be partial? When we understand that what matters is God and what He expects us to be, and we know that in Romans 8 says that He wants that we constantly be transformed and be more like His Son. So why do we continue to do stupid stuff? It's not the rich who are dragging you to the courts. All the rich or the people here that had this high standard or status on those times had a lot of power, and they had powers. If you were here weeks ago, pastor was preaching in Acts when they were attacking all the Christians because they were speaking truth, and they were talking on the synagogues and in different places, and they were saying, no, you have to stop this. And those that were doing that, those that were dragging them to the courts, were rich men. So why do you constantly try to impress them? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense that we worship a homeless on a Sunday and we ignore it on a Monday. Doesn't make sense that we change truth to impress man. And we know that the fear of man is not something good. As the hymn that we just sang on the third verse said, I want to live above the world. Do you really want to live above the world? Do we really want to do that? And I'm sure, I'm confident that I know you really want to. So how do we do that? So Jesus said that he gave us two great commandments. That was, one, love your God with all your heart, mind, soul. Second one is love your brothers as yourself. We always will have answers, or we always will have a way to get out of being partial if we think in God and if we think in people and love them, not expect something back. Philippians 2:3-8 says that do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not seeking to your own interest, but each of you interest of the others. If your relationships with one another have the same mindset of Christ, your life will be defined like this, who being very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even the death on the cross. As brothers and sisters, there is no poor in heaven and no second classes. And I praise God for that, because I'm not a rich person, but I'm glad that God chose those that are poor to be rich in faith and inheritance his kingdom. And not that the rich cannot be saved or inheritance the kingdom of heaven, but the rich will have a hard time to understand and let it go, as we see in the parable of the rich man. When God says, just give what you have to the poor. But we hold fast in God's truth. We will live out this Christianity on a way that will make sense to the world. But that one will please God. So everyone be rich in things that matter eternally. Every believer will receive the same eternal life, the same heavenly citizenship, the kingdom of God, and the same perfect righteousness of Christ imputed to them by the Father. Every one of his children will live in his house, in his presence and love. So we'll have a question here. It's, how can we avoid be partial this week in our homes and jobs, church, neighborhoods, at camp? As I was studying for this word, for this time, I was doing a self-evaluation in my life. And this, as I was spending time with people at summer, I did practice partiality. As I was doing things, the right things with the wrong motivation. And that's what God is saying here. We are believers in the glorious Lord Jesus. Don't do that. So my prayer is that we all evaluate ourselves and go and to Him and ask for forgiveness, because it's just Him that had the higher standard, the one that who belongs everything. He humbled Himself for us to make us rich. And so why do we continue in partiality? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that You saved us. We are grateful that we have an inheritance. But even more, good than that is a lifetime, eternal life with You. God, there is no other treasure higher than a life with You, and we already receive from You. So God, may us not change truth, and help us to live Christianity. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, and help us to not consider people more than You. In Christ's name, amen.